Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese.
Iktar minn nofs il-vittmi tal-vjolenza domestika fi New South Wales jgħidu li mhumiex kuntenti bil-mod kif ġew trattati mill-forzi tal-pulizija u s-sistema tal-ġustizzja tal-qrati. F'rapport ġdid bosta persuni qegħdin jappellaw għal riformi estensivi biex is-sistema legali issir waħda iktar sigura għall-vittmi tal-vjolenza domestika u vjolenza fil-familji.
The impact of events when you get inside, not being believed, picked on and turned into who's the perpetrator and who's the victim. I just really didn't feel there was a place for my story, my experience to be allowed to be told and then believed.
Ir-rakkont ta' vittma tal-vjolenza domestika li taqsam l-istorja tagħha l-ewwel darba iġġedded il-memorja ta' din l-esperjenza u kif kienet din immaniġjata mill-awtoritajiet. Jane, li huwa isem fittizju ta' din il-vittma titlob li tibqa' anonima, għaddiet minn bosta esperjenzi ta' attakki ta' vjolenza domestika, iżda r-reazzjoni tal-pulizija kienet waħda varjata. Tispjega.
My first experience with the police was a couple of years ago, and I called them because I was threatened with my partner at the time. He threatened to punch my head in, held his fist up to my face, and they were really, really quite nice and really quite understanding. And so then a couple of months later, he assaulted me. Really was a wake up call, and I really called out to police as an intervention that things just can't go on from there.
Jane tajt li ma ħassitiex assigurata jew sigura bil-mod kif il-każ tagħha kien trattat, kemm min-naħa tal-pulizija kif ukoll il-proċess legali li għaddiet minnu.
Right from the start, from when the police took my statement, I felt that I was on the back foot because I thought they didn't want to know any further information about patterns of behaviour or, you know, threat incidences that had happened previously. I was really concerned about what was going to happen in court, that they didn't have all the information and who was actually going to be on my side looking after me. I felt that I was dismissed, or, you know, any concerns that I had were a bit unreasonable, and I was dismissed. It was about me and about my safety. Just didn't seem quite right.
Jane tajt ukoll li l-każ tagħha kien trattat b'nuqqas kbir ta' ċarezza dwar liema parti kienet il-vittma tal-abbuż u liema parti kienet l-akkużat tat-tali abbuż. Tkompli.
I assume the experience of the police was going to be like my first one, which was just over a year previous, where they were kind and caring and understanding and concerned for my well-being. And it wasn't like that at all, misidentifying who was the victim and who was the perpetrator.
Issa rapport ġdid qiegħed juri li esperjenzi bħal dawn huma bilwiss komuni fost il-vittmi tal-vjolenza domestika. L-organizzazzjoni Women's Safety New South Wales għamlet tħarriġ fost 59 vittma tal-vjolenza domestika li kellhom esperjenzi mal-pulizija u l-qrati. Il-kap eżekuttiv tal-organizzazzjoni Hayley Foster tajt li fil-waqt li kien hemm ċertu titjib fi snin reċenti, ir-riżultati tal-istħarriġ juru ċarament li l-vittmi xorta m'għandhomx konfidenza fil-kapaċità tas-sistema li tajnhom.
Unfortunately, over half of domestic and family violence victims of who have experienced domestic violence in New South Wales and Access Police said they were not satisfied with the police response, and over half also have said that the magistrate in the matter did not demonstrate an understanding, even a basic level of understanding of the dynamics of domestic and family violence and coercive control. And so what we're chiefly calling for is increased training and specialisation of both police prosecutors as well, and judicial officers such as magistrates hearing these matters.
Min barra iktar impiegati specializzati u iktar taħriċ, Foster edha tappella wkoll biex isiru investigazzjonijiet indipendenti dwar l-imġieba ħażina tal-pulizija u tal-qrati, flok ma dawn jinvestigaw lilhom infushom. Hija trid ukoll li jkun hemm proibizzjoni fuq il-kontro eżami tal-vittmi fil-qrati fi' New South Wales, li huwa l-uniku stat fl-Awstralja li għadu jippermetti din il-prattika. Tappella wkoll biex ix-xhieda tinstema fil-magħluq biex in-nisa ma jiġux sfurzati jagħtu x-xhieda tagħhom quddiem il-komunitajiet tagħhom u membri tal-pubbliku. Tispjega Foster.
And it can do a lot of damage when you're turning up to seek access to justice and you have a magistrate saying, for example, this victim survivor said, they're just as the magistrate said to her, they are just as bad as each other. If you had chosen to leave on that day, this would never have happened. So these are the sorts of quotes that we're seeing coming from victim survivors about their experiences of going through the courts. And really what we're calling for today is that, we need to make sure we have consistency and specialization in magistrates and other actors in the service system so that victim survivors can rely upon a consistent, safe response.
Jane tajt li jandu jkunem miktar fema dwar dak li tħoss il-vittma u kif hija affettwata mill-abbuż.
More of a general understanding from from where I was going into that they would have more of an understanding of the effects of domestic violence and why that freezing up or inside the courtroom, not being able to answer questions, not being able to remember, being in a traumatic state when I gave my witness statement when the incident happened. I just thought that there would be much more of an understanding of domestic violence on their side. My ex-partner's friends were in the courtroom as well, looking at me, and I was intimidated by that.
Tkomplitajt ukoll li hemm bżonn ta' iktar miżuri ta' sigurtà fis-sistemi biex titjieb is-sigurtà tal-vittmi tal-vjolenza domestika jew abbuż domestiku sabiex dawn ikunu jistgħu jibqgħu għaddejjin bil-ħajja tagħhom ta' kuljum waqt li jkun għaddej il-każ fil-qorti.
When they decided to charge him, an ADVO was automatically issued at that time, but that's just with the basic arrangement. I think another, an extra level of safety would be give some sort of comfort, and that's heard about using safety devices. And I understand that they were doing a program in Victoria using safety devices, which were linked in with the police. And it seemed like a fantastic program from what little I know about it. But if I apply it to my situation, that would just give me a level of comfort to move throughout the community or move on with my life with a sense of safety.
Għal support u għajnuna f-situazzjonijiet tal-vjolenza domestika tista' ċemplu 1-800-737-732.
Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.